This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday after Thursday when Donald Trump became Donald Trump, the convicted felon. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. And so we've entered the new era, and the Democrats have gotten exactly what they want, and that is to be able to say these four words, Donald Trump, convicted felon. And so, you know, that's kind of it. Mission accomplished, so let's all move on. For those of you that don't listen to my weekday program, may I humbly suggest, because I don't want to repeat everything that I did on Friday. Friday, if you look at Friday's podcast, which, by the way, you can search for on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name that gets you the weekday program and the weekend program. And while I am selfishly, obviously, pushing the podcast and hope that you will go subscribe, I am in particular asking you to go subscribe to the podcast if for no other reason than to listen to Friday's program. And I will humbly say that I would suggest you do it for this reason. There was a moment after the verdict came out on Thursday where my wife and I were we were both just kind of like, oh my God, the TV's blaring and, I'm trying to get show prep done. And I'm like, let's get out of the house. And so we drive not very far from our home to this little restaurant, this little dive we go to sometimes. And on the way back, my wife says to me, or maybe she just says it to anybody that's listening, just the two of us in the car. She says to me, but what I don't understand is everyone is upset about this verdict and everyone is upset because, Trump was found guilty on these charges, but there was a jury of 12 people and they heard the evidence. And so based on the evidence, they found him guilty. And that was my aha moment. That's when I realized, I didn't say anything to her at the moment. But in that moment, I realized there are a lot of people all over the country that's exactly what they think, because most people think that's how our judicial system works. That is pretty simple. And the simpleness of our judicial system in the minds of many people is, so you go into a courtroom, whether it's a civil case or a criminal case, you have rules of civil procedure that govern civil cases, and you have rules of criminal procedure that govern criminal cases, and that everybody follows those rules. Everybody follows the rules of evidence, because there are rules of evidence, about what can be entered into evidence, what can't be, what you can object to, what's relevant, what's irrelevant, what's material, what's immaterial. I mean, there are all these rules. I'm just, as a lawyer, you spend 3 years in law school learning all of these rules, and then of course the rules change, so you have to keep up with the rules. And a criminal case is, yes, You have 12 jurors of your peers. Now, just make a footnote here. We'll talk about, a jury of your peers in just a moment. But everyone thinks that everybody plays by the rules, and that everybody walks in that courtroom, and everybody follows the rules, and so the jury sits there, and the jury hears the evidence that they are supposed to hear. They don't hear evidence that they're not supposed to hear, and then the judge tells them after everybody presents their case, after the prosecution presents their case, and the defense presents, you know, whatever rebuttal they want to present, and then they've got the evidence, and then you get the closing arguments, you know, and the closing arguments in a criminal case, well, in any case, civil or criminal, closing arguments pretty much this. If you're the prosecution, it is, okay, here are the elements of the crime. You know, every crime has a set of elements. And you might have five elements in a criminal, in a charge. You know, a murder case, a murder charge might have five elements, meaning you have to prove five different things that add up to murder. And you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt every single element of a murder charge. Well, the same is true in Trump's case. And then everybody, you know, makes the argument that, okay, well, here was the evidence on these five elements of the charge, and then here's what we showed you, and here's what you heard, and here's why you should convict. And then the defense gives their rebuttal, and the defense says, you know, they did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt this, 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 or this, and this is why you should find the defendant not guilty. And then the jury goes into the jury room, and the jury gets the jury instructions. Now, the jury instructions are basically the instructions that both sides, the defendant and the prosecution, have argued in front of the judge outside the purview, outside the view of the jury. Jury doesn't hear this, about what the instructions should say, because the instructions are the jury's roadmap that tells them what they have to do and what they have to consider. And it spells out, here are the charges. Here are the elements of each of the charges. So the jury had a 55-page set of jury instructions. And in those 55 pages were all of the minutiae about every charge and how you're supposed to determine whether or not that was proven beyond a reasonable doubt or not. Jury instructions can be, and in this case were, manipulated, in my opinion, so that the roadmap was basically, you know, there are about, there are numerous ways to get into Denver, Colorado. You can take the 70 from east or west. You can take the 25 from north or south. You can take 285 coming in from the mountains, kind of southwestern part of the mountains. You could take Highway 52 and cut down. There's just different ways to come into Denver. Well, the jury instructions should pretty much say, if you want to get to Denver, and that's what your verdict's going to be, Denver, then here are the five ways that you ought to look at this, everything you heard, to reach a conclusion about whether or not you can actually get to Denver if Denver is a guilty verdict. But if a judge says there's only one way to get to Denver, and it's this way, well, when the jury goes in, because they're not, you know, they're lay people, and in fact, even the two lawyers that were on the case, I think one was a corporate lawyer and one was some sort of business lawyer or something, neither one of which were criminal lawyers. So they don't necessarily understand that, you know, these jury instructions may be a little biased. And the jury instructions were indeed biased. They're horrifically biased. I've read them. I've looked at them. And it was a roadmap straight to a guilty verdict. So 12 jurors that listen to all of the evidence then walk into a jury room. They're tired. They want to go home. They want to make a decision. They realize, you know what? And here's something that drives me crazy about New York. In New York, the jury can't take the instructions into the jury room with them, which is insanity. So the very first thing the jury did was they said, hey, judge, we have some questions about the instructions. So they come back out, and the judge once again spends an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes or more, reading the jury instructions to them once again. And then they go back in. Now, again, they don't have them in front of them. They just know what the judge has told them. So within, what, I forget how many hours it took, less than 12 hours, they come back with 34 guilty verdicts. And nobody should be surprised by that. Nobody should be surprised by that at all. So now where are we? Where are we now? Well, we're now, you know, enough hours away that a lot of pundits, including myself, have had time to think about it. So, this is, in my opinion, an assault on democracy. And I'll use evidence from the so-called other side to show you how it's an assault on democracy. Don't forget, you can also text me. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just use the word Mike or Michael, either one, and tell me anything or ask me anything.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Postmortem. It's postmortem time. And it's not the end of civilization. The sun came up. Trump's still alive. Presidential election still moving on. Joe Biden put on a Kansas City Chiefs helmet. Anybody remember Mike Dukakis? Remember Mike Dukakis when he was running against George Bush, at George H.W. Bush? And he put on that helmet and got into an Abrams tank or whatever it was and looked like a total doofus. Well, Joe Biden, and I think, I honest to God believe that, you know, the Hunt family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs are, they're big Trump supporters. They're big Republicans. They're just, they're actually a pretty good, pretty decent family. And I just know that they were laughing at him and not with him. Because one of the owners, I don't remember, know which family member it was, had a Kansas City Chiefs helmet and was like, here, Mr. President, you know, put this on, put it on. And Biden, I mean, Trump's a little, Biden is a little reluctant to do it, but they keep kind of encouraging him to do it. And sure enough, he puts the helmet on, then he walks over to the podium, and he tries to say something, and the audio's horrible. You can't really tell what he's saying. Who knows what he's saying? Hut, hut, you know. Or if you're from Colorado and you've listened to Peyton Manning, you know it's Omaha, Omaha. So who knows what he was saying? But it reminded me of Mike Dukakis. So the presidential election is continuing on, and the world will survive, except, and I do mean this sincerely, Trump's conviction is an assault on democracy. And it's not just me saying that. And again, I encourage you, if you want the details, because I really don't want to dig into a lot of the details today, because I spent 3 hours doing that yesterday. And I know it's a different audience, and many of you didn't hear me yesterday. That's why I really encourage you to go get the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, what are you waiting on? You need to go do that. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. The anti-Trump Democrats have put the rule of law in America to the test. And this time it has been bent to the point of breaking. Now, let's back up, because it's not just about what happened Thursday. Let's go back to February, when a Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of civil fraud in a case involving alleged overstatements of real estate values, in which, you know, the case basically boiled down to this. Trump thought that all of his properties, Wall Street, Fifth Avenue, Mar-a-Lago, all the properties, you know, his golf courses, everything he's got everywhere, he thinks those are valued at, let me pull a number out of my butt. He thinks they're worth $1 billion. But the banks say, no, we think it's worth $500 million. So then they negotiate. You know, much like when you're buying a house. You know, the seller of the house thinks their house is worth $1 million. You think the house is really only worth $950,000. So you negotiate and you come up with an amount. And then the mortgage company's looking at it and saying, well, we're going to appraise it ourselves anyway. And so then the mortgage company appraises it and says, it's only worth $950,000. That's all we're going to loan you. And so now the seller's like, well, okay, well, I guess it's, you know, we'll sell it for $950,000. And so you get a loan for $950,000 and you pay it all back. You take out a 15-year, 30-year mortgage, whatever it is, and you pay your mortgage back. And that's what Trump did. And so everybody walked away happy. Trump was happy. He got his mortgages. Banks were happy. He paid the mortgages off. They made interest on them. Everybody made money. Everybody's happy except the Democrats and except Letitia James, the New York Attorney General. So in a victimless crime where the argument is you thought your properties were worth more than what somebody else thought they were, or what she thinks they're worth, and who the hell is she? What does she know? They'd be like asking me to go, hey, Michael Brown, go appraise, 87 Wall Street or whatever his address is on the Wall Street part. I have no idea how to appraise a piece of property like that. Go appraise Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. Letitia James doesn't know either. But he was found guilty. That's lawfare. That's abusing the rule of law to go after your political enemies. But let's think about this case from last week. Democrat District Attorney Alvin Bragg, another Manhattan jury, found Trump guilty of alleged violations in a case that involved the reporting of so-called hush money. I hate that phrase because it's not hush money. If I enter into, and I've entered into a lot of NDAs, where there's a reason for a company that wants me to consult with them, but I have to sign an NDA in order to get my check from the company because the company doesn't want me to expose any of their proprietary secrets. That's fine. That's legal. It's done all the time. And you know what? Hollywood actors and actresses do it every single day. Because just like everybody else, Hollywood actors and actresses have certain things that they don't want the public to know, so they enter into an NDA with whoever their paramour was, whoever their mistress was, whoever their lover was, and says, look, I don't want this relationship out in the Hollywood tabloids, so look, I'll pay you $1 million, and you agree to shut up for the rest of your life. Okay, well, fine. You know what? That's not illegal. It's not illegal. This is the first time that the allies of a president of one party have successfully weaponized the American judicial system in an attempt to destroy the presidential candidate of the other party. And in both of these cases, the partisan motives of the Democratic prosecutors and the Democrat judges were evident. I want you to think about this. Campaigning, actually campaigning as a Democrat for the office of Attorney General in New York in 2018, Letitia James promised that she would selectively prosecute Trump and find some excuse, any excuse to do so. Quote, I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president. I will be shining a bright light into every dark corner of his real estate dealings and every dealing. Can you imagine? Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, I want you to think about this. I'll use myself as an example. Someone's running for the Attorney General of the state of Colorado, and they say, I will never be afraid to challenge that talk show host. I will be shining a bright light into every dark corner of every deal that Michael Brown's ever done, every single dealing. That's so un-American. That's not what prosecutors do. That's what the old Soviet Union did. That's what Russia does. That's what China does. Show me the target, show me the man, and then I'll find the crime. The civil fraud case that Letitia James brought against Trump was presided over by a judge named Engoron, another elected Democrat. Well, really? And this is supposed to be due process? It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. The number, 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to defendfamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to defendfamily.com now.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropunk. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your owners at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. So, don't forget, go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. There you'll find all the social media icons. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Go do that right now. There's you can download the podcast there if you want to. There's also my personal website. There's a tab that says How to Listen. And How to Listen, there are two things. It's an interactive map that shows all the affiliates all across the Fruited Plain, East Coast to West Coast, Canadian border to Mexican border. Everything's right there, and then you can scroll through. You can find your city or town or wherever you're traveling to, and when the affiliate carries the program, many affiliates carry the program, throughout the weekend. Like here in Denver, we carry it Saturday on this station, Freedom 93.7. We carry it on my home station, 630 KHAL. So you can find all of that at michaelsaysgohere.com. The partisanship, we're talking about the Trump verdict and how this really is a true assault on the rule of law. The partisanship of the Democrats in this case, the NDA, the hush money case, whatever you want to call it, is just as blatant. Listen closely. Please listen to this. Charges like those that Trump was just found guilty of were rejected as too weak by the previous Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance. Now, that name, Cyrus Vance, should ring a bell to anyone who's very politically active. Cyrus Vance and his father are mainstay Democrat, long-term Democrat family, well-known in all Democrat circles. And Cyrus Vance was, prior to Alvin Bragg, the DA in New York County, and he was a bulldog. I mean, an utter bulldog. He was hard on criminals. He helped clean up the city. He was a true prosecutor. You know what he did? He looked at these charges and said, no, I'm not going to prosecute this. This is the weakest case. There's nothing there. But here's what most people don't know. Alvin Bragg, the current DA, he also looked at these charges. When he was first elected, he looked at these charges and said, yeah, I think Mr. Vance is right. This case is too weak. I'm not going to bring this case. Alvin Bragg only changed his mind and brought the charges against Trump after two things happened. The first, I know many people, unless you listen to me yesterday, most people don't know this. Bragg only changed his mind after the publication of a book called People versus Donald Trump, An Inside Account. You know who wrote that book? Alvin Bragg's number one assistant DA, Mark Pomerantz. He resigned from Alvin Bragg's office in 2022 because he was so pissed off that Bragg was not doing enough to prosecute Trump. So he quits. And he writes a book attacking his boss for not prosecuting Donald Trump. But that was in 2022. So Bragg is now faced with somebody within his own circle claiming that, hey, you're not being hard enough on Donald Trump. But Bragg's thinking, okay, well, you know, back off, bucko. But, you know, you kind of pissed me off. And now you put me in a hard spot. But then the second factor was this, that by 2023, it was becoming clear that Trump was going to be the Republican nominee for the presidency. So those two factors then caused Alvin Bragg to do 180 degrees and go, okay, now I'm going to go after him. So Bragg took what would ordinarily be a minor misdemeanor involving falsifying records into a felony by claiming that it was somehow part of some sort of nefarious scheme to interfere in the 2016 election. Eminent legal experts, conservative and liberal, find it hard to explain exactly why Trump was charged. Even the left-wing website Vox described the case's legal theory as dubious at best. This was a kangaroo court. And I know that phrase is getting way overused. But it truly was a kangaroo court. You think about the fact that the charge is falsifying a business record. What was that falsifying of a business record? He got an invoice from Michael Cohen, the serial perjurer, that was for legal fees. Now, in those legal fees was the money paid that Michael Cohen himself paid to Stormy Daniels. Donald Trump sees an invoice, legal fees. He pays the invoice. He sends the invoice on to the Trump Organization that enters into its Quicken QuickBooks or something, however they keep their records. And they categorize it as legal fees. That's illegal? That's what most lawyers and most clients do. The theory of the case was so dubious that the statute of limitations on those particular charges of falsifying business records, those charges have been barred by the statute of limitations. And, you know, statute of limitations says you've got to bring a criminal case or a civil case within a certain time period because cases get stale and old and witnesses disappear. So we have what are called statute of limitations that say if you don't bring a case within a certain time period, then you can't bring the case at all. Somebody asked me recently about they had an old credit card debt from 2014 that somebody was trying to collect. And I said, well, statute of limitations in Colorado is 3 years. They're 7 years too late. Write them a nasty letter and say, back off, leave me alone. You can't collect this now. It's too late. The same is true with those charges. Well, if that's true, then how do they get past that? By telling the jury that he falsified the records back in 2016, after he'd already been elected, by the way, by claiming that there was some sort of felony out here that was still viable. But we don't know what that felony was. It could have been interference in an election. It could have been tax evasion. It could have been, there was a third one, which I never can remember what it is. And the jury was instructed, if you find that he falsified records trying to do any of those three things, then you can find him guilty of falsifying records because that carries it beyond the statute of limitations. But guess what? You don't have to agree on what that felony is. Well, wait a minute. That's a direct violation of the United States Constitution that says, one, a defendant is entitled to know precisely the charges, the specific charges against him. And Donald Trump and his legal team did not know what the felony was, and the judge wouldn't let them know. And only in the closing argument did they find out that it was some sort of election interference. Well, we didn't have an opportunity to defend against that. I'm just telling you, as a lawyer, I just find this so outrageous. And then the United States Constitution also requires that if you are going to be found guilty, it has to be by a unanimous verdict. And the judge blatantly said to these jurors, You can decide any number of the, you know, there are three felonies. There are three potential felonies out here. You can pick and choose any one of them. So four could have picked one felony, four could have picked another felony, and four could have picked another felony. Well, that's not a unanimous verdict. This case is so egregious that I would bet my kingdom. I rarely bet my kingdom. But I would bet my kingdom that even in New York, the New York appellate courts will look at this and say there was so much reversible error that this conviction will be overturned. I'll bet you my kingdom on that. And if the New York appellate courts don't, what happens next is you can then appeal that to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think the U.S. Supreme Court would see how much reversible error there was in this case, and they would overturn it. But, of course, that'll happen way after the election. But the Democrats don't care. They don't care. Think about the other cases going on right now. The so-called classified documents cases. Remember, Joe Biden kept classified documents in his house. He kept them in his garage behind his lovable Corvette that he loves so dearly. Probably loves that Corvette more than he does Dr. Jill Biden. He kept boxes of classified documents back there. But remember, the special counsel appointed by Biden's Department of Justice refused to prosecute Joe Biden because, well, he's an elderly man with a poor memory. But Donald Trump, apparently because he doesn't have a poor memory, he is a little elderly, He now faces a 37-count indictment in that case under the Espionage Act. And I think you ought to know about the Espionage Act because there's a history of Democrats using the Espionage Act against their political opponents. So we're going to have a history lesson about the Espionage Act and how Democrats have used it against their opponents. Text the word Mike or Michael, either one, to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I read every single text message.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Thank you.
Hey, it's the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. As I said, I'm going to do a quick history of the Espionage Act because that's something else that Donald Trump has been charged with in the documents case down in Florida. From the almost the very beginning of the passage of this act, which is a really vague, sinister law passed by Congress. It was passed by Congress during the First World War. And it's been abused by Democrat presidents against their political opponents. Woodrow Wilson, the father of the Progressive Democrat Party, his administration used it to go against his rival, a socialist by the name of Eugene Debs. And in fact, he got a 10-year prison term in 1919. That same year, 1919, a member of the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, a socialist by the name of Victor Berger, was also convicted under the legislation. Now, he won the election, but the Democrats denied his seat in Congress and disqualified him from taking office. Guess how? Under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That's an irrelevant clause designed to prevent ex-Confederate insurrectionists from regaining power after the Civil War. And incidentally, that is the same provision that's been weaponized by Democrats currently right here in Colorado, out in Maine, up in Illinois, who were trying to disqualify Trump from appearing on the Republican primary ballots in those states before a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court ruled, no, you can't do that. So there's a history of the Democrats doing this. So Eugene Debs, having run for president in 1920 from behind bars, was eventually pardoned by Republican President Warren Harding back in 1921. And Berger's conviction, the socialist congressman, his conviction was also overturned in the same year. Now, think about it. You pay attention long enough, you pay enough attention to history, you soon realize that, oh, wait a minute. This is just a repeat of what they did back in 1919 and 1920. We're seeing the same thing again. Democrats going after their opponents, and then a Republican stepping in and saying, you know what, this is just wrong. This is just wrong, and so we're going to pardon Eugene Debs. You know, it was the right thing to do. Absolutely the right thing to do. Just as it was the right thing to do, even though Richard Nixon had not been charged with crimes, he was facing impeachment. But it was the right thing to do for Gerald Ford to pardon Richard Nixon in order to just end the long national nightmare. And Nixon goes off to San Clemente, and he hides out for a while. He studies history, he writes, and he ends up writing some of the best historical books about China, about foreign policy that any president has ever written. It's amazing. But here's the bottom line. The corruption of the American legal system by the Democrats has actually kind of destroyed the reputation of New York State. But it's also destroyed the reputation of this country globally. Because thanks to these kind of Soviet-style show trials, I don't think that this country can any longer plausibly claim to be a global example of the nonpartisan rule of law and constitutional government. Now, that reputation was already damaged by, Trump's, clumsy efforts to supposedly overturn the election. I don't think it's really... Was he trying to overturn it? Yeah, he was trying to find votes. But wasn't an insurrection? No, it was not an insurrection whatsoever. By the way, all the threats about Donald Trump remaining in power, what did Donald Trump do on January 20th of 2021? Does anybody remember? Did the Secret Service have to drag him kicking and screaming out of the Oval Office? No, not at all. No insurrection. No refusal to leave office. He got in the motorcade, he went to Andrews Air Force Base, he boarded Air Force One for the last time, and he flew back to Florida. just like every president before him has done. Well, maybe they didn't. I mean, Harry Truman didn't fly on Air Force One. Harry Truman and his wife got in the Oldsmobile or whatever they were driving, and they drove back to Missouri. There's a play called A Man for All Seasons. Sir Thomas More responds to William Roper's statement that he would, quote, cut down every law in England to go after the devil. Oh, and when the last law was down and the devil turned round on you, where would you hide, Roper, the laws all being flat? Well, the Democrats are about to learn a similar lesson, that even the devil, if you want to classify Donald Trump as the devil, he actually does deserve the benefit of the law. Due process. The right to confront your witnesses, the witnesses against you. The right to know what the charges are. In the next hour, because I do want to move on from some of the details to a more generalized version of, when we step back, we'll soon find that amidst all of the noise, all the speculation, will Trump go to Trump? Will he go to prison? Will he go to jail? Will he wear an orange jumpsuit? Will they put an ankle, you know, monitor on him? Will he be confined to Mar-a-Lago? All of that speculation going on. While all that's going on, Trump and the Republican Party are raising record amount of money right now. Record amount of money. Democrats may have got exactly what they didn't expect. You know, if you're going to kill the king, if you're going to kill Caesar, you got to make sure you actually do it. And so all of these attempts at lawfare, all of these attempts at trying to stop him from being the nominee, from ever holding power again, are backfiring. They're backfiring, as Trump would say, bigly. Really bigly. And so let's listen to what some of the people on the other side, on the left side of the political spectrum, are saying about this. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I love hearing what you have to say. Tell me anything, ask me anything.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump remained defiant on Friday, a day after being convicted at his criminal trial.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously he didn't do that.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident the conviction will only rally support for the former president and other Republican candidates heading into November. He's so confident that he's already mapping out a strategy for major reforms in Washington.
I told President Trump recently, Mr. President, in your next term, which I'm convinced you'll get, you could be the most consequential president of the modern era, sir, because obviously we've got to fix everything. And he knows that. He gets it. And we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda in the new Congress, new administration, and I think it's going to excite the people.
Speaker Johnson was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says President Biden's plan to shutter the state's largest coal mine would cripple the economy there. He says the state recently got a firsthand lesson in the limitations of wind power.
Temperatures really dropped. The wind didn't blow for a week. And we couldn't get wind power, so we had to import it.
Gianforte told the Salem Radio Network about 60% of his state's energy comes from sources other than fossil fuels, but coal power remains the most reliable. Yet another close call on the runway. We get the details from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
And again, this one was at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. The air traffic controller had to cancel takeoff clearance for an American Airlines plane to avoid colliding with another aircraft that was landing on an intersecting runway. It's the second close call at Reagan National in the past 6 weeks. The NTSB is investigating.
And that is correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has bid a not-so-fond farewell to the Democrat Party.
That raises questions about his political plan, since the move could help Manchin's chances should he seek elected office again in a state that has turned heavily Republican. Manchin, who is 76, has often been at odds with the Democratic Party and an obstacle to many of President Joe Biden's legislative priorities. But he played a central role in helping Biden get a landmark climate change and health care bill over the finish line in 2022.
That is Norman Hall reporting. Manchin now declaring himself an independent. Tesla is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system that could actually increase the risk of an injury in a collision. Tesla plans to deploy an over-the-air software update to the affected vehicles free of charge, and the process gets underway this month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. History in the making today in South Africa, where the ruling African National Congress is on the brink of losing its parliamentary majority for the first time in decades.
The African National Congress survived apartheid, being banned for decades and being labelled a terrorist organisation. The fact that it became a broad party that included the country's trade unions helped it dominate politics once the black majority was allowed to vote. But the diverse nature of the ANC may now complicate the coalition talks. Some members will resist teaming up with the centre-right Democratic Alliance. There are factions that would prefer the radical left-wing EFF party or jumping back into bed with Jacob Zuma, despite the corruption scandals that plagued his presidency.
With 97% of the ballots counted, the ANC had garnered just 40%, leaving it without a majority for the first time in the 30 years since the end of white minority rule back in 1994. More on these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really do appreciate you tuning in. So in the last hour, we talked about some of the reasons why I believe that the Trump verdict is an assault on the rule of law. But I think sometimes it's really good. I've always loved to do this on radio. And that is to step back and let's get a different perspective. I think that, you know, perception is reality, right? So it would be pretty easy to, for example, play a soundbite that would give you an example of what I mean, but this is exactly what the Democrats wanted. This is exactly what the left wanted. For example, there is the Biden campaign co-chair who decides that in the very first interview, Mitch Landrieu. That name should ring a bell too. The Landrieu family is a Democrat family that has ruled Louisiana for decades. Senator Mary Landrieu was one of the yahoos I had to deal with during Hurricane Katrina. That was just really dumber than a box of rocks. But oh, did she have some strange things to do? But here's Mitch Landrieu, immediately after the verdict.
Biden campaign use this verdict? How will you incorporate it into your messaging, and what will the president himself say?
How will you incorporate this verdict into your messaging? Well, here is exactly what the Democrats wanted. And I don't know whether this Yahoo on MSNBC knew that he was going to get the answer that this was a question pre-planned. I mean, most of the time when these interviews are done on cable news, it's not really a dirty little secret. It's just a fact of the matter that most of these guests are pre-interviewed by a show producer or an associate assistant producer. And they go through, okay, well, here's what we'd like to ask you about this, 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 and this. And would you tell us, and sometimes it's by email, sometimes it's by phone, will you kind of tell us what you want, you know, what would you like to say in regard to this question? Because then they go back to the anchors and say, okay, well, you're going to have Mitch Landrieu on. You're going to ask these questions. Here are some of the answers you're going to give or that you're going to hear. And you might want to play off this answer or that answer. I don't want to say it's all pre-programmed, but it's not all just off the cuff. Everybody pretty much knows what's going to happen. Listen again closely.
Use this verdict. How will you incorporate it into your messaging, and what will the president himself say?
Well, I don't want to get ahead of the president. I don't have any news to make on when he'll speak or what he'll say. He'll address it in time. But it is a fact now, an uncomfortable fact for all of us in America, that Donald Trump is a convicted felon.
Boom! There you got it. Touchdown. Mission accomplished. Well, it's just, and he's right. He is right. Donald Trump is, as of today, a convicted felon. But this is precisely what the Democrats were looking for. And they were using every opportunity, Georgia, Florida, D.C., New York, every place they could go. Who can get across the finish line first? So that's exactly what they wanted.
Speaker, what he'll say, he'll address it in time. But it is a fact now, an uncomfortable fact for all of us in America, that Donald Trump is a convicted felon. And the reason it's important to the campaign is this. To be the president of the United States, wisdom, character, and judgment are real.
Now, I found that line funny. He's going to tell you that one of the things that's important to being president is wisdom, courage, and character. When I say those three words, does Joe Biden come to mind? Wisdom? Nah, I don't think so. Let's think about Afghanistan. Let's think about his off-again, on-again support of Israel. Oh, our strongest ally. Until the Arab community starts attacking me in Michigan, and now I'm kind of like, oh, you need Netanyahu. Hey, Bibi, you need to back off a little bit. And everybody ignore that. Don't think about Afghanistan. And don't think about what the Taliban are doing to women in Afghanistan. Don't think about that. And now we have Ukraine. I want you to think about Ukraine for a moment. Courage, wisdom? Really? Joe Biden dribbled out. Whether you support the war in Ukraine or not is immaterial to me. That's not the point here. The point here is you want to stop Russia. And so you give Ukraine, okay, we're going to give you enough stuff to stop Russia for a while, but we're scared of escalating. So we really don't want to give you too many tanks, too many missiles, too much ammo, because you might escalate things. So here's enough just to keep Vladimir Putin at bay. Oh, so the guy that's afraid of escalation is now giving the Ukrainians the go-ahead to launch rocket attacks onto targets on Russian soil. That would be like, what would be an example of that? That would be like Colorado decides to attack Texas, which, you know, we probably should. Oh, no, this is California. We're going to attack California because I'm going to lob some missiles over different states. But we just hit the right on the border. We don't really get into Sacramento or L.A. or San Francisco. And we leave San Diego alone because San Diego is kind of pretty. So we'll leave Santa Barbara alone too. And Malibu. But now we decide Gavin Newsom has threatened escalation. So we'll just keep bombing inside Nevada. We'll just keep bombing inside Arizona. But Gavin Newsom is threatening us. And Gavin Newsom is actually starting to make moves on us. So now we're going to lob missiles into California, and we're actually going to hit San Francisco or San Diego. What do you think Gavin Newsom would do then? Yeah, boom. He's going to escalate. That's Joe Biden. That's the foreign policy wisdom of Joe Biden. This guy's been wrong about foreign policy his entire life.
Really important. And if you weigh that against Donald Trump's life and his personal life and his business life and his political life, everything that he has touched.
Really? Do you want to talk about Joe Biden's personal life? I don't think you want to go there. The Chinese connections, the Chinese money, the Ukrainian corruption, the Ukrainian money, his dirtbag son who himself could end up being a convicted felon before the election. Do you really want to go there, Mitch? I don't think you do, but that's what Democrats do.
His touches has turned to dirt. He has used the power of the presidency to hurt people, not to help people. Joe Biden, on the other hand, wakes up every day making sure that we're creating jobs, that we have low unemployment rate, that we're putting people back to work thinking.
How's your life right now? How's your grocery bill? How's your power bill? Are you ready to drive only electric vehicles? How's the price of gas in your community? Yeah. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thanks a lot. It's mind-boggling to me that they have the audacity to come out and say those kinds of things. But that's because we don't really care about those kinds of things. except you and I do, but they don't. There is a former federal prosecutor who's now a CNN legal analyst, and he's actually an associate of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. His name is Ellie Honig, H-O-N-I-G. You'll find him on CNN all the time. He says this prosecution of Donald Trump, quote, was an ill-conceived, unjustified mess. Now, while he's a former prosecutor, turned corporate media pundit, he claims that the jury's verdict should be respected. He acknowledges that the legal theory behind the prosecution, quote, contorted the law in an unprecedented manner. He wrote an essay for New York Magazine's Intelligencer. He blasts Bragg, and he blasts the judge for what he contends was a politically motivated and dubious prosecution. Really? Huh. Let's think about what he has to say. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. By the way, let me just say right now, thank you for the text messages. Great text messages today. Be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. life.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking about the Trump verdict and the aftermath of it, but we're going to spread our wings out a little bit, and we're going to look at it from the perspective of the Democrats or the left for a moment, because I really think it's amazing. Because if you're in the bubble and you think that, you know, if you're only listening to Fox News or you're only listening to me until today, nobody's really talking about what's the other side saying. And I think it's important to hear that, because it's not all what you might think that it is. For example, Mitch Landrieu points out that, oh, we're getting exactly what we wanted, and that is the ability to say that Donald Trump is a convicted felon. You know, The View's always good for a laugh. Joy Behar over at The View.
Was I was at Costco buying, you know, 10 boxes of Keurig coffee, and my watch started to buzz, and I got so excited I started leaking a little bit. But wait.
Really? I was at Costco buying some Keurig coffee, and then my watch buzzed, and I looked down, and I started to leak a little bit? Seriously? Yeah. Remember, people watch that show. Whoopi Goldberg is so excited to be able to say that Trump is a convicted felon. She's so excited about it that she can't actually say it.
Donald John Trump.
Don't tell me.
Is a convicted felon.
He's a convicted. She's so excited. She's so excited to be able to say he's a convicted felon. So that's what the cabal's trying to teach everybody. Oh, my gosh, they're going to. In fact, they're literally peeing their pants. If you listen to Joy Behar, she's literally peeing her pants in Costco because Donald Trump's a convicted felon. You know, I heard Jonathan Turley say this, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. And I found this to be true when I practiced criminal law. Even though you may be satisfied, for example, I did a murder case one time. I was court appointed to represent these two teenagers who had sexually assaulted, well, in essence, actually raped a 12-year-old girl and killed her. And I was court appointed to represent them. They were convicted. They got a fair trial. They got due process. A jury, their peers, convicted them based on evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. And as far as I know, they're still serving in prison. While I'm satisfied with that, I don't celebrate it. I don't go out and jump for joy. I mean, they got what they deserved, but a 12-year-old girl died. And those two teenage boys, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, maybe they're out on parole. They may be out on parole. I don't know. But their lives were ruined too. Not to justify what they did. I'm just saying that it's really nothing to celebrate. And Professor Turley was talking about how, as a criminal defense lawyer, you know, he would come home and after, you know, a trial and a defendant had been lawfully convicted, And he would hug his kids and talk to them about always doing the right thing, because in his mind, he had just witnessed a tragedy. You know, if someone's convicted of a crime, generally, you know, a crime like murder or rape or assault and battery, aggravated assault, there's a victim. And that victim's going to suffer from that crime for probably their entire life. And the perpetrators, the perps, as we call them, they too. And then the families. Think about the family. The mother and the father of some dirtbag that commits murder. Nobody ever thinks about how their lives have been disrupted. So there's nothing to celebrate here. Nothing at all, on either side. Do you think that Melania Trump and Barron Trump are not suffering? And as staunch and stoic as Donald Trump is being, do you not think that he, too, is like, oh, my God, you know, this is really awful. So for Joy Behar to talk about, oh, my God, I almost peed my pants in Costco, really shows kind of how despicable they are in terms of just humanity. But back to Edie Honig, the CNN legal analyst. He says this. Remember, this is not me talking. This is a progressive Democrat lawyer turned CNN legal analyst saying this, quote, the judge donated money in plain violation of a rule prohibiting New York judges from making political donations of any kind to a pro-Biden, anti-Trump political operation. He goes on to add that the funds were explicitly, quote, earmarked for resisting the Republican Party and Donald Trump's radical right-wing legacy. That's something I could have said easily. That's not me. That's a CNN progressive Democrat legal analyst pointing out how bad this case is. Now, I've talked extensively about the conflicts of Judge Mershon, the judge in this case, who refused to recuse himself from presiding over the case. Mershon's daughter, Laura Mershon, she's a political fundraiser. She has taken millions of dollars from National Democrats who raise campaign money off the prosecution. Congressman Daniel Goldman, a client of the judge's daughter, helped prepare the prosecution star witness Michael Cohen for his cross-examination. This is what I mean about this is a kangaroo court. Same legal analyst, Edie Honig, writes this. Quote, the charges against Trump are obscure and nearly entirely unprecedented. And he goes on to talk about how he thinks that the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, was overreaching and using a federal campaign finance violation as a predicate crime to try to resurrect, as I said in the last hour, those falsifying business record charges that were beyond the statute of limitations. In fact, he says no prosecutor anywhere has done this. None, ever. Wow. So it's not just us that think this is a bad day.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Cinerama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. So the rules of engagement are pretty easy. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get to that page, you'll see next to that lovely photograph of me, the social media icons for Twitter or X, whatever they call it now, Facebook and Instagram. I'd appreciate you clicking on those and then follow me on Face, X, and Instagram. You'll also see some of the posts of stories we put up. My personal website, there's a How to Listen link where you can find the affiliates all across the country and when they air the program and re-air the program. And then last but not least, remember to subscribe to the podcast. I really, you know, the podcast really helps the program, both the weekday and the weekend program, reach a broader audience. So the more you subscribe to the podcast, the more it gets picked up by other places, and I appreciate it. And we pay good money for you to subscribe to the podcast. My producer in L.A., Damien, will send you a check for, I think it's $1.99 or something to subscribe to it. But if the check's not there, it's just, trust me, it's in the mail. But the way to subscribe to the podcast is really easy. On your podcast app, search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, and then you get all 20 hours of the weekday program and the 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. So get that done right now. So what we're doing this hour is we're looking at the Trump verdict, not through the eyes of necessarily you or me, but those on the other side of the political spectrum, the left. And we just heard from this, or didn't hear from, but we just talked about the CNN legal analyst, Eli Honig, who is appalled by the verdict and appalled by the case. That's CNN. This is CNN. Yeah. What about Bobby Kennedy Jr.? Now, I know Bobby Kennedy Jr., a lifelong Democrat, solely for political purposes, has left the Democrat Party because he wants to run as an independent. Well, he's out there accusing the Democrats of adopting a strategy of trying to, quote, beat President Trump in the courtroom rather than the ballot box. Pretty much sums it up. That is what they're trying to do. Isn't it fascinating for a guy that, I mean, stop and think about Donald Trump for a moment. Even people, I go back to, if you follow me on Twitter, there is a guy that I follow. In fact, I think he quit following me because during the primaries, when it became clear, in fact, I said during the primaries that I would support and vote for whomever it is that gets the nomination. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, didn't make any difference to me. I was going to vote for whoever got the nomination. Because this country cannot withstand 4 more years of Biden and Harris. Well, when I said that on Twitter, he quit following me. Now, is that the reason? I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't like me. Who knows? I thought everybody liked me, but maybe he doesn't. His name is Rob Province. He goes by Educated Hillbilly. It's kind of funny. He's one of these guys on Twitter that's actually kind of funny. Well, after the verdict came out, which I promptly retweeted or reposted, he said this: I hate Trump, but you'd have to kill me to prevent me from voting for him. I think that's what happened on Thursday. I think the Democrats poked the bear. They opened the lion cage. And I think that despite what you might see on the Drudge Report or some of the other, you know, so-called liberal websites, I think you're going to find that they really did poke a bear. Go back to Bobby Kennedy Jr., for example. He argues that it is not only profoundly undemocratic, but he thinks it will backfire in November. Bobby Kennedy Jr. wrote on X this: America deserves a president who can win at the ballot box without compromising our government separation of powers or weaponizing the courts. You can't save democracy by destroying it first. The Democrats are afraid they're going to lose in the voting booth. So instead of going after Trump on issues, Bobby Kennedy says now they're going to go after Trump in the courtroom. And I think he's right. I really do believe that this was the objective. Kennedy, after the conviction, Kennedy said this. This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. They wouldn't give us a change of venue. Well, they wouldn't give them a change of venue. He's absolutely right. And the fact that this is what's coming out of the left ought to give everyone who is sitting there and people are, well, you're just, you know, Donald Trump was a bore to begin with, and he was bombastic, and he was crazy, and he talks funny, and he rapid fires and keeps repeating things. You know, one of the things that I don't have that sound bite in front of me, but one of the things that Trump said at Trump Tower after he got back from the jury's verdict, he spoke for about 35, 37 minutes. No notes. I think he had some note about a poll that had the Daily Mail had published that showed him ahead again. And then we learned that after the verdict came out, that the Trump fundraising website, now I don't know whether it really went down because it crashed because of donors, or they were trying to change the landing page, or it was a combination of all of those things. But they raised a record $35 million, $34.9 million. In fact, later in the program, I'll tell you about how the RNC fundraising is going post-verdict too. That ought to cause some of these Democrats to stop and think, oh, wait a minute, what did we do here? But when he came down the escalator or the elevator again and addressed that group of people at Trump Tower, he made some comment, and I'm just paraphrasing here, he made some comment about how, you know, he kept talking about, and he did, he focused a lot on the issues, started right off the bat with illegal immigration, and then talked about inflation and how it's hurting working families in this country, well, all of which is true. And then he made some off the cuff comment about Joe Biden wants to take away your cars. He wants to mandate, and he said, and again, I'm paraphrasing, he wants to mandate what you can buy or not buy off a car lot. Well, that statement is true. In Colorado, the governor in this stupid state wants to phase out internal combustion engine cars by a certain year. I forget what year it is. It's stupid, whatever it is. Gavin Newsom in California wants to do it. Pritzker in Illinois wants to do it. Joe Biden wants to do it. That's part of the Inflation Reduction Act. But those on the left picked up on that one comment and said, this is how unhinged he is and how much he lies. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, do you even pay attention to the news? Do you even listen to what your party is doing? Or are you so infected with Trump derangement syndrome that when he says something, because when you actually say that out loud, let's just pause for 2 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Joe Biden wants to take away your gas-powered car. That sounds absurd, doesn't it? It sounds absurd to think that anybody would want to take away fossil fuels or your internal combustion engine. But they do. And when you hear it, it is jolting. It's like, why in the hell would you do that? So that's how they attack Trump after the verdict comes out and he's making that statement. They can't argue illegal immigration because the numbers speak for themselves. It's out of control. So I find it fascinating that they got what they wanted. Donald Trump, convicted felon. And then when Trump comes out and Yes, he did. He talked about the sham trial. He talked about the corrupt judge. He talked about how the jury instructions were improper. He talked about how they weren't allowed to call the former member of the Federal Election Commission to talk about how they had looked at his legal fees and how that was not election interference and it was not a violation of federal campaign finance laws. They were not allowed to present that witness. He talked about all of those things, and then he swerved right into the issues. So what do? Well, they pick up, Donald Trump, in some wild-ass claim, thinks that Joe Biden wants to take your car away. And I'm thinking, well, that's true. And if you're saying it as if it's not true, who are you trying to reach? And I know this is obvious, but think about it. The useful idiots out there that just get their news from the New York Times or the LA Times, or they get their news from the network news or MSNBC or CNN, and that's that they don't know any different. And so I think as long as Trump wears the moniker of Donald Trump convicted felon, and we understand exactly how bad this trial was, and he focuses on the issues, they may indeed have unleashed, they poked the bear, and they've opened the gate and let the lion out. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Remember, you can tell me anything or ask me anything.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, it's Lisa with Michael Brown, and you've tuned in, and I'm glad that you have. Appreciate you listening. Don't forget, text me any question or any statement, anything you want to tell me, questions, comments, to this number, 33103. Just start your question or comment with either the word Mike or Michael. Senator Mike Lee, who's a Republican senator from Utah, stepped up and did something that I thought was pretty impressive. He put together a coalition of Republican senators who say that they are no longer going to cooperate with any Democrat legislative priorities or any Democrat nominations for any offices, judicial, undersecretaries, whatever it might be, after the guilty verdict. He published an open letter signed by seven of his colleagues and invited all of any concerned citizens to join their stand. The White House, he writes, has made a mockery of the rule of law and fundamentally altered our politics in un-American ways. As a Senate Republican conference, we are unwilling to aid and abet this White House in its project to tear this country apart. Now, so far, and I haven't checked since the start of the program, but as of late last night, J.D. Vance from Ohio, Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, Eric Schmidt from Missouri, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Rick Scott, Florida, Roger Marshall of Kansas, and Marco Rubio of Florida had all signed the letter. In a statement published by Senator Lee, he says this: "This is a time for choosing." Where have we heard that before? "This is a time for choosing. Are Republicans or any elected officials of any party going to sit idly by and watch as America's judicial system is reduced to the legitimacy of a banana republic? Or are we actually going to do something?" So here's what they're pledging to do. Even if they don't get, which they won't, any Democrat, because the Democrats are in lockstep, no, Republicans need to learn that occasionally you need to operate as a team. Yeah, Republicans are really bad about this. This is what drives me, well, one of many things that drives me batty about the Republican Party, is that we've got too many chiefs, not enough Indians. We've got too many people that are in there, and which is pretty typical now of ever since the 17th Amendment, this is how the United States Senate has become. Instead of being accountable to their states, well, now they get accountable to the people. Someday we'll do a 17th Amendment segment. Here's what they're pledging to do. They're going to block all non-security-related funding for the Biden government. They're going to block any appropriations bills that might, in some direct or indirect way, fund Joe Biden's partisan lawfare against Donald Trump. He says they'll vote against confirmation for any future Biden judicial nominees. They'll vote against any political appointees. And they'll protect or prevent the expedited passage of any non-security legislation in the Senate. You know, with a slim majority of one, and by the way, even though the slim majority is one, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, has left the Democrat Party and is now registered as an independent. Now, of course, he'll be like Bernie Sanders. He'll be like Bernie Sanders, Vermont, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. They all became, you know, independents trying to save their own butts. So, but they'll still caucus with the Democrats. But it shows that the Democrat Party has become so Marxist, so far to the left, that some of these senators are breaking off and saying, you know what? We can't do this. We can't be a part of this anymore. The letter says, the White House has made a mockery of the rule of law and fundamentally altered our politics in un-American ways. As a Senate Republican Conference, we are unwilling to aid and abet this White House in its project to tear, you know, I like that word. This is their project. This is their game plan to tear the country apart. To that end, we will not, one, allow any increase to non-security-related funding for this administration or any appropriations bills which funds partisan lawfare. Two, we will not vote to confirm this administration's political and judicial appointees. And three, we will not allow expedited consideration and passage of Democrat legislation or authorities that are not directly relevant to the safety of the American people. Good for them. Because not only are they attacking and using lawfare to go after Donald Trump, but they're also beginning to use lawfare to go against, well, not necessarily lawfare, but they're beginning to attack the one branch of government that they really can't control, and that's the United States Supreme Court. Ironically, and we'll talk in the next hour about what they're doing to the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case that I'll just briefly mention here and I'll tell you more about in the next hour. In a case called National Rifle Association of America versus Vulo, the United States Supreme Court unanimously supported the right of the National Rifle Association to work with insurance companies to provide insurance and other benefits to their members, and said that the state of New York, in trying to prevent them from doing so, is a violation of the First Amendment. Justice Sotomayor wrote the opinion for the entire court. Uh-oh. Hang tight. This weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Since October 7th, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. Israelis are living with the harsh reality of terror every day. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs, and that's why they need your help. While praying for the best, IFCJ is preparing for the worst by packing emergency bomb shelter kits that can be delivered immediately to those in desperate need. Your life-saving donation today will help assemble and place these kits with enough food and emergency supplies for 20 people huddled in a bomb shelter. The cost to put together and distribute these kits is $290 each. You can help save lives. And thanks to a matching challenge from a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will provide twice the support. Call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ. Or go online to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you. Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.